With MSO News Sports, I'm talking now with Dave Woods, who is the Bishop Fenwick High School Director of Athletics, as well as the football coach. And Dave, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks. Thanks for having me back on again.
Well, I appreciate your taking the time, Coach. This is a crazy time of year. And I wonder if you could just maybe summarize how it's all, you sort of have fall two and last year in the rearview mirror. But give me a little, a little summary, if you would, between the end of fall two, spring sports, and where you are right now. Because, man, everything was packed in all at once there back in March and April.
Yeah, so you're talking about football or just everything in general?
I'm talking about everything, first of all, from the AD's point of view, and then we'll talk football.
Sure. So, the season ran, the fall two season, and then the spring season ran late. Our baseball team was playing right up until July. Lacrosse played late. So it was definitely a fun spring last spring to have the state tournament back and have a lot of teams in that tournament. But then it was a short summer made for a quick turnaround. And then when everything started up again, it was kind of crazy at the beginning and trying to, you know, still deal with some COVID issues and the rules that go around that. But like I say, it's kind of settled down a little bit now. We're still obviously have some restrictions and some issues that we still have to deal with like everybody, but we're definitely starting to get into a little bit more of a routine, and it's seems like a little bit more normal now. We've had some volleyball games where football practice ends and the football kids all go in the gym and they're screaming and yelling at the volleyball game. It's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hockey game the other night that was packed with fans and students, and they were all yelling and screaming. So it's fun to see that sense of normal back a little bit.
What was the transition like for football coming off of, football players probably playing spring sports, and you've got that truncated summer season. In terms of your coaching, Dave, the players, what was that transition? I know, like when the weight room and that kind of thing, getting ready for fall.
Sure. So, again, the kids didn't get much of a summer this year, I would say. They worked pretty hard all summer long, right from the time the spring season ended, which was, again, the beginning of July. So they didn't really have a lot of time off, but they loved it. They got after it all summer. And as a football team, we're basically a brand-new team. We had 18 seniors last year, and they all played on both sides of the ball. And we really focused on the seniors last spring. So the younger kids, kind of just sat back and watched and enjoyed the season, watching the seniors finish out their careers here. And then so starting in the fall when we started back up in August, it was like starting from scratch almost. A lot of learning, a lot of basics, but it's been great. And the kids, our team has been awesome. They work so hard. To have 3 weeks in a row, we've just been improving every day. And the kids have really bought into, the team attitude, and we're doing, we're doing pretty well. We've had to move kids around different spots with injuries and different things, and they've accepted it great. And we're excited to get going. This Friday night should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, we got to get to that. But first, it's got to be pretty scary to the rest of your opponents when you say you're getting better each week, because you've got some pretty impressive scores already at 3-0. But, Dave, tell me about how you filled in, some of the spots with some of your leaders. And let's start with the quarterback, of course.
Sure, yeah. So Stephen Woods, my son, has stepped in, and he's been amazing. He's absolutely been awesome. He's been a great leader on the field, and performance-wise, he's even surprised me, some of the things he's done. And the thing with him, what's nice is, he's been around football his whole life, so he's got a real good grasp. He grasps the concepts that we're trying to run. So he understands different, coverages and different, when we have favorable numbers in the box and we want to run the ball. So it's really nice. It's a pleasure as the offensive coordinator to have a quarterback who can check you out of a bad call and get you into a good play. And Stephen's done a great job with that.
Okay, you don't hear that every day. I get that. And also, Coach, he's got to be part of a leader's job when you're able to be that experienced and you're working with some of the younger kids to not get frustrated and instead just say, let's go out and we'll just do better on the next play, if that, in fact, happens.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of his personality, too. He's not a kid that gets real high or real low. He stays kind of even keeled, which again is great for your quarterback. You got to have a short memory sometimes as a quarterback, and he does great with the younger kids. And I would say he leads by example. He just comes out every day and He's the first one on the practice field. He's the last one off the field, and he just works as hard as he can. And I think the younger kids see that, and they just kind of follow that lead. So he's been setting a nice example.
That's good. Congratulations on that. Now, your offense has been clicking on all cylinders, it looks like, at least from the scores. Your defense has done well. So tell me about some of the key key holes that have been filled.
Sure. So first, obviously, Troy Irizarry has stepped in at tailback. And Troy's one of those kids. He's a junior, and for the last 2 years, you know, he's been behind some very talented kids, and he's just worked hard in season, out of season. He's really put in the work, and it's paid off. You see, he's a tough kid to tackle, and he's another one of those kids like Steven. He just comes up every day to work, comes to practice, and doesn't say two words and just works his butt off, and it shows on Friday nights. So he's been phenomenal. And Costa Beechin is another junior who's our captain for us. And Costa comes to practice the same attitude. Costa's very versatile. He's a kid that we put in the backfield. He can be a fullback. He can be a tailback. He's a receiver. We can put him in the slot. We put him at split end. So he's been a huge part of everything we've done. Chris Faraka is another one of our players who's been in the slot. Chris just played defense last year, so I think he's still getting used to playing both ways, but he's explosive. He's just a talented kid. The first combination I think we've ever had of a defensive tackle and a wide receiver. You don't see that too often.
No, no. Well, I think it's over at Hamilton 1, and the quarterback is also the defensive end. So yeah, there's some. You know, you got to put them where they work best, I guess, huh?
It's high school football. Yeah,
I love it. So all right.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Coach, let's talk about the St. Mary's game because, man, they're off to a great 3-0 start as well. They're scoring points and they're limiting points on defense. So what do you see from Coach Driscoll?
You know what? They're a typical St. Mary's team. They're explosive. They have athletes everywhere. They're well coached. They got some great concepts on offense. And if you don't play disciplined defense, you make one mistake or misread one play and they're gone for a touchdown. They just have those type of athletes that can explode on any play. So it's going to be a challenge. Again, we have to play real, real disciplined defense and good team defense.
Okay. That's coming up, Friday night at 7. That's a home game. Yes.
It is. Yes. Here at Fenwick. Yeah.
All right. Coach, anything else before I let you go?
No, I think that's it. Just good fun to be back. High school sports and football and all the other sports to go along in the fall. It's fun to be back and fun to have fans at everything.
And it's fun talking with you, Coach. Very exciting. Good luck this weekend, and I'll check in with you further down the line.
Sounds great. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Dave Woods, who is the athletic director and the head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.